The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There'll be a whole mess of people walking around there, and that's positive. Helps us blend in. There'll be metal detectors and cameras and, you know, recording every inch of the place. That's negative. We can't bring anything through them gates. No explosives and no guns.
No, we don't want to use any guns.
Absolutely no guns.
Well, I guess then, for you Logans, that's a positive.
So, you'll do it.
Which one of you Logans is busting me out of here?
Lucky Logan is, Logan Lucky. Logan, I don't want to keep saying that. Yeah, Logan Lucky's name in the movie. Daniel Craig is a character right there, you heard, the Southern dude. And Daniel Craig's on the phone with us right now. Welcome, Daniel.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, man. Thanks for joining the program. We love all your
my
work.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I read an article in Soderbergh, and he said how you got you to do this role. And he said you sent him a photo of what you were going to look like. You'd already shaved your head and all rednecked up. Is that how it worked out?
The stuff that comes out of Stephen's mouth, I never know what to believe.
Yeah.
He sent me the script, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm in." I didn't mean much persuading.
Now, when a lot of American actors try to do a British accent, some of them do really well, some of them suck at it. You nailed the neck accent. How'd you learn that?
I had a great teacher. We sat down. I spent months just trying to get the sounds right, and then suddenly this character appeared from somewhere, probably because I'd shaved my head and bleached my hair and covered myself in tattoos, but which often has that effect on me. That's what came out. It's sort of this, you know, that guy came out, and look, he's called Joe Bang, and he blows things up.
I mean, yeah.
it's in the name.
did you have trouble losing the character afterwards? Did you fall back?
Not so much. I mean, it was I was in it. We shot in Atlanta, which was, you know, fantastic, the treat to shoot there. But obviously it's in the South, so I was nervous at first, but I thought, what the hell? I've got to stay in character. So I didn't break character on set, and unfortunately for everybody, I didn't really break character when I went home either. So or went to the bar afterwards. So I was just that person all the time.
Oh, that's excellent.
How long did that last?
I don't remember. I mean, I think when I got home, the family were like, "Enough now! It's just enough. We had it. Yeah, very good. Very well done. Yeah, yeah."
Well, I'll let you, Daniel Craig, with us.
Yeah. Did you solicit the role, or did Soderbergh come to you? Kind of a departure from your usual stuff.
It was a little bit of Stephen retired, and I was, you know, I was having a drink with him just after that. We were talking through a few things, and you know, I've always been very open about it with him. I just said, you know, I want to work with you, and I said, if you ever come back and do anything, I'll do anything. I'll sweep the floor for you. But he didn't. He sent me a great script with a character called Joe Bang. So I was.
Oh, explain Logan Lucky's name in the movie. Quick synopsis of the movie, Daniel.
Very simply, there's a family called the Logans, and they're very unlucky. there's a guy called Jimmy Logan, who's played by Channing Tatum and his brother Adam, and they have a sister and a sort of extended family. Channing's character is down on his luck. He can't get a break. He's trying to bring up his daughter, his divorce from his wife, and life is tough for him. And as in all good, you know, all good heist movies, they figure out how to rob some rich people of some money.
Everybody loves heist movies too, especially when they're done well. And this is getting great reviews. I mean, it really is. Looking forward to seeing it.
It couldn't be better at the moment. Right. I hope the audiences feel the same way.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, he's kind of the king of the heist movies.
He is, but he's really good at it too. Like you said,
he's the king.
Daniel Craig. Daniel, I want to ask you this. First of all, we have a buddy and a comedian friend of ours, Richard Reese is his name. He joins us on the show a lot, but he's also a huge James Bond fan, huge Daniel Craig fan, and we allowed him to, and he's also an entertainer himself, so he's not just some fan going to be freaky on you here. I'm hoping he won't be.
He can be both.
You can be both, by the way.
I know. I've been a fan of people and a bit freaky with them sometimes.
I want to ask you, I do have a question for that in a second here, but I'll let Richard ask you. We said, hey, Richard, you can talk to Daniel Craig and ask him one question. Go, Richard.
Hey, Daniel. Big fan of the franchise and what you've done with the franchise. I do have a question. I like the Roger Moore movies because they were kind of campy and they had a lot of humor in it. And I want to know, is there a film out there that you like that's probably considered not to be a good film?
You mean a good Bond film?
Like any film in general.
Any film.
Like a guilty pleasure.
A guilty pleasure. What are you thinking of? Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I
know, it's hitting you right
there. That's a tough question. Yeah. Thanks. Well, what's your favorite color? Would be
I like Moonraker, but a lot of people say it's a bad film. But I love it.
I mean, one of my favorite films, and it's not. I don't think it's a bad film, but Dune is like not considered to be a great movie. It's a David Lynch movie. It's not one of his that I love to death.
Did you tell Sting that? You told Sting you like Dune.
I don't know Sting.
Have you ever run into Sting? I don't know Sting. I don't know Sting either.
Is this in a world where you think everybody just knows each other?
No, I didn't know that. I figured.
I was with Sting over the weekend. What are you talking about?
No, I'm thinking. I didn't think you were with Sting or even knew the guy. I just figured in the circles of that people run in, you might have known
who
Sting.
Who I mixed with, because I'm always mixing with movie stars, rock singers. I don't know. My life's very different from that. No, I don't know Sting. I would tell him that I love Dune, yes.
So being James Bond, Daniel, is one of those situations, do people approach you and say, you ain't so cool, you ain't so tough? Do you deal with that crap at all?
It's happened. Thankfully, it happens incredibly rarely.
Good.
And people are the amazing thing is people on the whole are pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, because you do a great job with the franchise. You really do. And you're a great actor and everything else you do, for that matter. Do you have a favorite James Bond that's not you?
Connery.
Yeah, mine was Connery, too. We're about similar ages, so mine was Connery also, actually.
I've got a real soft spot for Roger.
Daniel Craig with us. You signed up for two more Bonds, correct?
No.
No.
I don't know where you get that from.
I don't know. What is that? That's
just noise. That's just noise.
That's just noise.
I have no idea what's going on. I mean, I try to ignore it all. I know that there's a lot of discussion. There's a back and forth about I've said this, they've said this. It's all news to me, and no decision has been made at the moment.
Okay, two things.
So I think they're keen to get going. I would be, incredibly fortunate and very lucky to be able to do another one, but no decisions.
So that's the horse's mouth. Daniel Craig said he hasn't signed up for two more. That's been out there the last couple of days, and you don't hang out with Sting. We got that.
Have you signed up for one more James Bond movie?
No. Nope,
you're very clever, but no, that's not.
No.
I can see what you were doing there.
Logan Lucky is in theaters when? This weekend? Tonight?
Yes, 18th, I think, isn't it? Is that right?
18th, yes, it is. Yeah. And Daniel Craig, we're looking forward to the movie. Thanks for indulging us with Richard. He had a good question.
Nice talking to you, Daniel.
Yeah,
he did. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Good luck, sir. Appreciate the time.
Good question, Richard. And he had an answer.
Tough one.
Yeah, we're not going. We're not. You put your headphones back on. We're not going for you, man. Oh, you're done.
I was like,
you going to wipe up or what?
I ain't going to the bathroom.
Oh, that's why you brought an extra pair of pants.
I got to go to the bathroom.
He said it's okay to be freaky with him.
No, it wasn't. That was a great question. You got him too, because he was afraid you were going to be freaky.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You can be an entertainer and still be a freak, he said. And he was right about that.
Well, always, because there's movies out there that people like that are
have you seen his
not
outfit?
Good movies.
Have you seen the cover of his outfit? He's got like striped pants on, T-shirt, and
he's
a redneck look.
He's got the prison pants on still.
Yeah, looks like a really cool movie. But no, we've been hearing that last 2 days.
Yeah, I thought I'd read somewhere a couple months ago that he was in for two more Bond films for like a clean $100 million.
Right. I just assumed, not that he hangs out with Sting, but I assumed since you're James Bond and you're British, and a lot of stars go to big premieres, especially James Bond. That's the key to that situation. But he's a good point. He said, I don't hang out with Sting. I don't know Sting.
Right. He probably should have relayed that to David Lynch.
What? Oh, that he liked Doom.
That he liked Doom. Because exactly. David Lynch doesn't hear that much.
No, he doesn't. That movie's abused a lot, by the way. But
well, he could have been tricking us, too, man. Yeah. It might be some clause where he can't mention anything until a certain date. As far as the James Bond.
Oh, yeah. That could be, too.
If he did, that bastard.
I mean, they've already announced the date of the new movie.
Really?
November of 19.
Maybe he's holding out on the phone. That was the bit right there. He's holding out for money.
He could.
He used our show to negotiate more money.
I knew the story had been that he didn't want to do anymore.
I'd heard that too.
He'd been public about saying, I'm done. I don't want to do anymore. Right. And that's when they started tossing other names out.
Right.
And then the story came out. No, he's back in for two more for 100 mil.
In case you missed that, Daniel Craig just joined us. He's very cool. And I expected him to be cool too because he's doing the phoners like that. So cool, Craig.
Yeah, he's picking up the phone.
By the way, Daniel Craig, Craig Evans, no relation. Somebody emailed me yesterday. No relation.
No relation.
No relation.
That's funny.
Richard, you do little spy videos on your social media.
Yeah.
Where can people find those? Because that's why you're... I was watching one yesterday you put on there.
Yeah, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. I put up these videos about a detective named Dick Reese.
Dick Reese.
Is the detective. And he basically never solves a case or even works on one. And they range from like 30 seconds to like a couple minute.
The one I saw yesterday, you crawl under either the truck and then you're in a trash can looking.
Yeah, I was showing how I can be invisible and it has a little.
So do you say Reese, Dick, like Bond, James?
No. It's just Dick Reese because it sounds funny when you say it fast.
Dick Reese,
Dick Reese. Dick Grease. And they're all clean. They're all family friendly.
No, I saw them.
Clips too.
All right, check it out.
Yeah.
Craig, yes, I hope it is as successful as your buddy Nick's character, the regional manager.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it takes off like that.
Yeah, man, I have a Bond tattoo. I got.
Yeah, where's your tattoo?
On this arm. Oh, I got a little lady in the Bond logo.
Yeah,
on.
You do. Yeah.
I proposed to my wife at the premiere, Spectre.
Did you really?
I wish I could have got to tell him that.
Oh, that'd have been cool. Then he would have said, "Oh, you're a freak."
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with her?
My second comedy special was called "Always Laugh Forever Before You Die." Yesterday.
Well, I'm telling you, man. Now Roger Moore's no longer with us. Obviously, he passed away. What, 5 years ago?
This year.
Recently,
right? Yeah. But Connery's still with us.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you own the 007 video games?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do.
That's a real fan.
That's why you had to clean up after Daniel Craig, right? Right.
GoldenEye was the only game I ever played. I owned a Nintendo 64, like, into high school, first to college. That was the only game I ever played.
Greatest game ever made.
Yeah. Well, we're glad we got to fulfill your fantasy there.
Oh, man, I'm done. I'm done for the year.
I know.
I'm done for the year.
Talk to Daniel
Cancel
Craig.
All my shows.
Daniel Craig answered one of your questions. You talked to James Bond.
And he said, Richard... That was cool.
And you could have said, my name's Dick Reese.
It is.
Call me by my alter ego, Dick Grease.
Dick Short.
Survey was done. Asking a few different questions about, say, romantic trade-offs.
Okay.
Would you rather this or this?
Oh, I like the Family Guy's would you rather, right? Okay.
This is not like
not that.
Not
that harsh?
No, this is not that harsh. One of the questions that they asked, would you prefer your partner be great in bed?
Yes.
Or, and you may not get them both.
Well, it's or, so right.
Yeah. Or a great cook.
You can't have both.
Great in bed because I can cook.
Yeah. There's lots of great cooks out there.
Bed because, there's food everywhere. I don't even have to cook it. I can eat it. So I'm fine
with bed. For American men, it's just 40% that would choose a great cook.
And they're probably just dudes that don't have sex anymore. Yeah.
There you go. Or they're old and
don't care.
And haven't eaten well in a while.
Right.
When I'm 80, though, great cook.
Oh, cook. Yeah.
They're probably lousy lays themselves.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe. let's see. I guess this isn't a trade-off so much, but in an ideal world, how often would people have sex? Men say.
Ideal?
Yeah, in an ideal world, how often would people have sex? More than once a day, a few times a week, once or twice a month, or less than once a month.
Ideal would be once a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Now, if I was younger, more than once a day, but still,
yeah.
I would say once a day, ideally. Like you said, no kids, no work, no exhaustion, no life. Yeah, once a day, but that's not ideal.
I think ideal would be once a day. Acceptable would be a few times a week.
Right. But even then, this is what perfect.
This is why Tyler and I have been together for so long.
Once a day.
We agree on once a day.
Yeah. And,
well, we double up on Friday now since we don't see each other in the weekend.
We didn't hesitate. Once a day.
28% of men say once a day is ideal.
See, I'm not thinking they're looking into it this way like we are. Ideal means
ideal.
Our conditions are right. You're going to have sex once a day because you're going to have time. That's what I'm reading into this.
Yeah.
So I think these guys are probably thinking, well,
right. Ideal doesn't mean realistic.
No, it doesn't.
It means ideally.
Yeah. They're asked the same question as you.
Yeah, but we're answering it right.
They can put their own spin on the question.
No, they don't know the definition of ideal.
They don't know the difference of ideal.
Yeah, I guess.
Learning the definition of ideal.
Well, you don't know how many disagree with you.
Well, then they're lame, because ideally it's once a day.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Let me say that again.
Richard,
you
is it once
don't
a day?
Know
ideally.
How many
ideally,
people disagree
it's
with
once
you.
Or more a day.
Yeah, okay,
but
yeah, ideally.
In real life, probably a few times a week.
Yeah.
So
see,
most...
I look at ideal as like that unattainable
thing.
Thank you. Like, you're never going to get there.
Yeah, ideally. Preferable. In the best possible way, perfectly. That's the definition of ideally.
Right.
That well, some people, their ideal... 42% say a few times a week.
Well, they're wusses.
Well, they're compromising.
Right. That's not ideal.
28% say once a day. This is men. That's the second highest.
Right.
Okay. It goes a few times a week, number one, once a day, number two, then more than once a day.
Yeah.
And then never at 0.3%.
Never.
Wow.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know what that means.
Just jump off a cliff then.
I
mean, what's the point?
I don't know what that means.
Which is more important, love or sex? Assume that your wives are not listening.
Well,
but see, yeah, even
the second question
assume.
Threw me up. The second question threw me up. Well, I hate to sound old-fashioned, but there's a situation where ideally some sex time, the everyday sex goes away a little bit, so there better be some love hanging around to keep you together.
Yeah, I'm going to say love, too. Yeah.
And sometimes
I'll just say love, but I love how you threw me up with the question.
Craig's trying to get us in trouble.
I know.
Sometimes love leads to sex, so
yeah.
I'll go with love.
Yeah.
But see, that's love in general, man. Like, you
that's
know.
Everything about the
yeah.
You might.
For women, 95.5% say that love is more important than sex.
And what's guys?
Men, it's about 84%.
Right. Well, I think a lot of those guys are.
they're wives.
Maybe there's some single guys out there just getting
there
a lot
could
of sex,
be some single
and they don't
guys
care about love
there.
Right
yeah.
now. Right? Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Because that's a great point. If you're a single guy in your 20s, sex is much more important than love because that's all you care about is just getting sex.
Right.
Yeah, you got time for love later.
Yeah, exactly. That'll show up eventually if you're lucky.
This may be an odd question to ask both men and women. However, there are answers from each. The question is, would you rather date someone who forgot your anniversary? Or date someone who only lasts a minute in bed?
Oh, forget the anniversary.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Now, that may be more of a question for women.
Oh, yeah, I forgot my anniversary.
Yeah. Hey, only
so
till 2 o'clock.
Done it,
only till 2 o'clock.
So
not
you
for
hope.
I did, yeah. If I wouldn't have looked at the calendar, I would have forgotten
not
all day.
For the
so you
day.
Hope your wife will choose the second one.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right.
Well,
whatever,
the
yeah.
second one being the
no,
guy that lasts a minute in bed.
Sure. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, if I'm a flopper, it might only be, if I flop myself, it might only be a minute anyway.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
I got no problem with
if
that.
If I'm in prison, the second one.
You don't want your cellmate to remember an anniversary? All right.
And once again, here they use the term date. Maybe it should be married, depending on who you're talking to. And you may not want to answer this question.
Why? You're going to get me in trouble?
No, not necessarily. Would you rather date someone who wants sex less often? Or would you rather date someone who wants sex more often?
More often.
I'll say more.
Yeah. For men, that's about 79% that want...
Because I'd rather be bitching about...
That want to date someone who wants sex more
often. I'd
rather
be bitching about the second one than the first one.
Yeah.
For no, I'm women, tired. I'm tired. Not now. If I have to say that, that's good.
For women, 57% say that they want someone who wants sex more often.
Well, that's just dudes in general. I know there are women out there on my computer lonely housewives in your neighborhood not being taken
care
of by their husbands.
57%.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of them everywhere.
I never recognize any of them.
Neither do I. And I look around the neighborhood. Right. You all knock on doors.
Have you seen this person?
Like new neighbors, just you? You just moved in.
Well, they're usually in some little bedroom community.
Yeah, but they don't say. They just say your neighborhood on those sites.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
In your neighborhood.
The ones I've seen specifically mention small suburbs.
Oh, you're Googling into that.
And I will go to those small suburbs, knock on doors. No, those women don't exist. It's all fake. And they want it all the time.
Yeah. And her husbands aren't doing it for them.
No.
No strings attached. They don't even want to know your name. Just come over.
Nope. Yeah. That's all they want.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.